Ronnie, thanks very much. And head coach Greg Schiano now with us here in the aftermath of this one. 23-13 is our final. Coach, I know we talked to you at halftime about pass protection and trying to keep the Rams at bay as best you could. Let's begin with that. I mean, obviously we knew coming in their pass rush was going to be formidable. Do you just give them credit for being as good as advertised with the way that they got after Mike and the offense today?
Well, you do give them credit for being a heck of a defensive front, but that's no reason that you go out. We can't go out and do that. I mean, it's the National Football League. We gave up 7 sacks, which, you know, made us ineffective offensively, and we didn't play and coach well enough, because when that happens, you know, there's only one thing to say. We didn't get it done.
One guy that stood out as far as a weapon on offense, Vincent Jackson, made some plays down the field, got a pass interference call that set you up for an opportunity to get some points. Can you just talk about his play today and keeping you in the football game offensively?
Well, I thought he, like you said, he played very hard. He came in, I thought the whole team played very hard. They prepared well and they played hard. Just not very, we weren't good enough. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. But Vincent, again, gives us a chance to make some plays down the field, and has been all season when maybe not necessarily making the play, but drawing a DPI, which, you know, in this league is almost as good. It gets you right down there where the foul occurred. So, Vincent is a special player. I'm glad we have him.
There was a critical play, a completion to Jared Cook, where he was trying to get extra yardage. Levante David hit him. He may or may not have been down. You did not challenge in that instance. Did you not get a good enough look upstairs on the replays? And I know they were trying to hurry up and run a play as well. Can you take us through that whole sequence there on the challenge, no challenge?
Yeah, actually, we got a good enough look, and we knew that it was not a play to be challenged. We did get a replay up in the booth, and they were down. He was down. So there was. If we would have challenged, we would have lost.
All right. On one of the 4th-and-3 play near midfield, I believe at that point it was still 20-13 when you were going for it there on that one. I may be off, and it may have been 23-13. What were you looking for? You dropped back there, or Mike may have been in the shotgun, one or both. But what were you looking for? Something short over the middle for the first down? Were you trying to go down the field with the longer drop on that as well?
No, we're just throwing a pass that's on our 2-6 game plan. Just protection broke down. We got sacked.
All right. At the end here now, with one game left to go, what do you say to this team as you get ready to finish out this season and get ready to play New Orleans?
Well, what I say to the team is, and I'm never going to share that outside, our team's a bunch of hardworking guys, and they'll come to work this week and get ready, and they'll play hard on Sunday. There's no doubt in my mind, and we'll go get our win.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the final is 23-13 here, and that will do it from St. Louis. As the Hooters postgame show will continue with Ronnie and Anthony Becht back there in Tampa, that is after this timeout.